Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. As we head into the Easter weekend, I wanted to go a little bit off topic and talk about faith and faith in communications, and hopefully provide you a little bit of guidance on what you can do and how you can show your faith in your work and in your brand. Now, I should share that I am Catholic. I am Christian. I believe that we are obligated to make a difference in the world and help wherever we can. And that's what I try to do every day. Now, here's my little warning. If faith offends you or Christianity offends you, it's okay. You can go ahead and stop listening. Don't feel guilty. This episode's just not for you. And that's okay. I'm not going to be trying to convert anyone. I'm not going to be quoting too much of the Bible. I've got one quote. But for the most part, I want to talk about faith as part of your brand. Again, you don't have to be Christian to listen. You can be Jewish, Hindu, spiritual, Muslim, whatever. But I want you to understand that if faith is part of who you are, you can show it. I work with so many entrepreneurs and solopreneurs who are hesitant to talk about their faith because they're worried it might offend someone. So I thought I would take an episode around Easter to talk about faith. So I saw many posts at the start of the Lenten season about things that people were giving up for Lent. It might be drinking, potato chips, chocolate, candy, some other things. However, I'm a bigger believer in doing things that make a difference and have an impact on even just one life. And it should be something slightly uncomfortable. So as we finish up the Lenten season, I am doing this podcast, which is a little bit uncomfortable for me to just be so straightforward about my faith and doing an entire episode on it and how it works into branding. Now, I don't believe that you should be afraid to let your faith show when you're at work or in your communications, because it can be shown in so many different ways. Some are direct and some are more subtle. I've been part of an amazing group of Christian women called Forward. It's the number 4 and then WORD if you want to check it out. I haven't made some meetings recently because we all get busy, but it is an amazing organization that was started by Diane Patterson. She's the author of the book Work, Love, Pray. And that's where I'm going to share most of my information today from, because I think that she does a really good job with it. In her book, she shares a couple of examples of faith demonstration. So I'm going to read for a second here. So this is chapter 10, I believe, and it's the facts about faith. We've all seen her. She shows up for work every day, driving a car with the bumper sticker, "Honk if you love Jesus." Decked out in cross earrings and a cross necklace, she carries her briefcase in one hand and her Bible in the other. Her coffee mug has the name of her church emblazoned on it. And on the corner of her desk sits the ubiquitous miniature statue of Jesus washing Peter's feet. If you have any doubts about her beliefs, they completely disappear when you join her for lunch and she deliberately bows her head, closes her eyes, and remains in that prayerful state for what seems like an eternity as you politely yet awkwardly wait for her to finish. Then there's the other extreme, the late Bob Briner, a powerful sports media executive and author of a wonderful book, Roaring Lambs. He worked closely with a business associate for 20 years before, by chance, they both discovered each other was Christian. Both had been so careful not to offend anyone at work with their beliefs that they pretty much kept their faith locked up tightly in a private compartment of their lives, missing out on years of spiritual fellowship. And I feel like a lot of people feel that they need to fall into one of those, right? You either are all out there and all in, or you hide it so that you don't offend. So Diane talks in her book, she talks about 6 different guiding principles that she uses to guide her for faith in the workplace. And I think that faith in the workplace works for communications also. So her first guiding principle is be a full-time Christian. It's hard and nearly impossible to turn your faith off and on. So when your faith is important to you, be a full-time Christian. She goes, remember who you work for. She fully believes that every good gift, even her job, comes from God. And I agree with her. Now, she says that when you're at work, you're there to serve your employer. Or if you have your own company, you're there to serve your clients. She says, when you're serving your employer well, you're serving God. If you're a slacker or are out wasting a ton of your day because you have nothing else to do, and so you're talking about your beliefs all the time, you're not doing your best. People aren't going to be respecting the faith of a slacker. Very interesting perspective, right? Now she says, respect your colleagues. I love this one. Always remember that the person next to you may be as devoted to his or her faith as you are to yours. Respect that. That is huge. Show, don't tell. This is another one of my favorites and what I try to do as much as possible. And that is, when it comes to your faith, the way you live speaks louder than words. Diane quoted St. Francis of Assisi, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. I love that quote. Sorry, it's awesome. Because I do believe if you live your faith, you're just a good person that people want to be around, and you do a good job for others. Number 5 is look for allies. So she always says, pay attention to details. People will note things and mention things, and you'll find your allies. And that'll give you a source of others that you can have a camaraderie with in your faith. Watch your language. This is a really good one. Even if someone asks you a question that could invite you to talk about your faith, be sure to think before you speak. Diane talks about a colleague asking a strong believer what was important to him in life. And he said, my faith is at the core of my life. Faith and family are ahead of everything else. Simple and powerful, right? If someone wanted more, they could follow up. But he spared those who couldn't care less. Now, I want people to know about my faith by how I act, not what I say. And that's important to me. And I felt that this was important to cover around the Easter holiday, mostly because, well, one, it's a little uncomfortable for me to be this blatant about it and to talk about faith in an episode, because yes, I'm worried that some of you might be offended by it, but I think it's important to talk about faith and how you can display it. And again, if you listen to what I shared and what Diane wrote about in her book, Work, Love, Pray, you'll see it's not about standing from the rooftop and wearing a bunch of crosses or Stars of David or anything else that might showcase your faith. It's not about trying to convince somebody else to join you. It's about living the faith in your workplace. And so I think that these guiding principles are really good because they're built on respect. And again, not shouting it, but also not hiding it. So I did want to go ahead and share about a few companies I recently discovered that are helping make a difference for others. They all have stores where you can buy their stuff online to support them. And I'm going to highlight 3 of them. The first one is Ringtrue, ringtrueco.com. They work with survivors of trafficking to make rings. They actually have a subscription program where you can pay $20 a month and get these other, get a subscription of rings, and it's their Ring of the Month Club. And that gives these women who survived human trafficking or were rescued out of human trafficking consistent work. Okay. And so they are made by women rescued out of human trafficking, I believe in Nepal, and they are packaged locally here in Michigan by local survivors of human trafficking. Mod Market is modmarketnorthville.org. They offer cute gifts from some amazing artists, many with special needs. They also provide employment training for individuals with special needs, and buying from them makes an impact for those special needs individuals. Staying on the special needs train, Everybody by Dutton Farms, everybodyinc.com. And at Everybody by Dutton Farms, you can, every $20 you spend on Everybody products, 1 hour of work for individuals of all abilities is created. Pretty cool, right? So those are just three different companies that I have come across or used their products in the last few weeks here. But what I want you to do is to think about what you're doing, how you can show and not tell about your faith. If your faith is at the core of who you are, that's part of your brand. Don't be afraid to share it and show it in different ways. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And if you have any questions or concerns about this episode, let me know. I promise I show not to tell more often than not. And this is really just for those who are looking for ways and permission to display their faith. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit KendraCorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.